I was surprised when I saw it. Because I didn't go on the trains. After I got off, I didn't go on the train. I was driving. I'd go up to Windsor, go anywhere, I'd drive. I wouldn't get on the train. And one time I got on the train and I went back into the dining car and looking, here was a black man in there. There's no doubt about who it was. It was John Huggins. He's blacker than I am. Up there is Stewart. And I said, oh, this is something special. I said, this is a special car, huh? No, he says, regular car. I says, well, are you the Stewart? I didn't know him at that time. I says, are you the Stewart? He says, sure. I said, how come you have this? Well, my seniority makes me. I says, oh, it finally happened. He didn't even know me. I told him what it was, all about it. Well, since then, he's been filled the same positions I have, and he was good. Even the white liked him. Because I've seen times, I'm coming from Windsor, and it was during the wartime, I'm on a buffet car, and they had a military force of 83 men, Air Force, out of London coming to Toronto, and they had to be served lunch on the train. This train from Chicago joins with the train I came in on, but there's no normally any dining service on that train because it cut off at Sarnia, Port Huron. So from Sarnia down to my train, there's nothing. I do the feeding in the buffet car. I get this notice, 83 to be served, but there's a deadhead diner on there, all white crew. So when I saw them and I looked at this telegram, I said, well, here's something for you. He said, I said, why? Because we won't get paid for it. I said, what do you mean you won't get paid? He said, no. He said, we get time and a half on military stuff, but when we touch anything on the regular, I says, regardless. I says, you're working. And this is you're on an extra train. And your extra pay goes until you get back. Oh, no. It kills our whole bonus if we do any passenger work. I said, you help me out, and if you don't get it, I'll pay you. But there's going to be somebody awful sore because I paid you. Get inside, and they ask the, just we get in, there's always inspector gets on the go, very officious, and he asks them. He says, oh, no, you don't, you, did you serve anybody? Yeah. Oh, well, then you'd be on regular pay. Fine. I says, oh, it's all right. He said, what about that, Bill? I said, it's all right. I said, that's him talking. Who cares about him? Inspector now, my boss. I go inside. I says to the steward, I says, ask him again in here now. So he says, how about that? He says, I helped on six coming in. Well, how's my pay? Well, you lose your military pay. That's fine. I heard it. I go around and grab superintendent. I says, this is a great racket you got. He says, what do you mean, Bill? I says, you'll do anything when you need men, and then you'll take undue advantage of them. I said, here's a man goes out on a military and come back in, and here's 83 Air Force cadets to be served. I got a buffet car, and this man, if he serves them, he loses money. Why? He says, who told you that? I said, in there now. He says, it did. He walks out there. It's a sight to see. I wish I had a picture that I could take their faces. He says, who told this man he wouldn't receive his military pay? Talking to his inspectors back there. And nobody wanted to answer it, but they had, because this is the superintendent. One says, I did. The agent told me that was his understanding. So here comes the agent. Yeah, right. Mr. Yeah, well, don't let that happen again. Boom.